much, ladies. That's one of those. That's a simple tune that you get, and you don't have to hear it very much of the song, and you start singing along with it because you kind of know what's coming next. And if there was any bad sound to that, it was probably me back there humming. You probably heard me. I don't know. I couldn't help myself. So if there was any bad noise, it was probably me. But that was just one of those songs that I couldn't help, you know, humming along with it. They probably heard me back there. I don't know. But I was going to town back there humming. So certainly a good tune. Praise the Lord for good words. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 18, if you would. When I started saying if there's any bad sound, all three of them got really nervous because I thought I was going to point one of them out or something. But Matthew chapter 18, we're going to be looking at verses 21 and 22. As I mentioned, I heard a message this week that was using this as a basis, but went in all kinds of different directions with it. I'm going to stay very focused on one simple thing tonight, and that is the actual topic at hand. And the preacher who preached it did a good job of going to all areas, and I'm not even going to expound upon what he did at all. It was just too much of a task for me, and I didn't get the time to put into it like he did, and so I'm not going to try to even tread on his ground. But there's something good that it just made me think that I want to get to this evening, and that's the area of forgiveness, the limit of forgiveness. I should have my bulletin with me. What was this? What was the last song? Grace That Is Greater. I think it was the last verse of that song. There was a word that I wanted to see. What's it? Somebody pull out your hymnal. And there was, in the last verse, it was the last verse that started off with, there was a word that I wanted to see. Grace, marvelous, infinite. That's. I knew I had something to say about it. How much grace has God chosen to give us? What's the answer? Infinite. How big is infinite? Pretty big. Somebody said pretty big. Pretty big. And infinity is an immeasurable amount, right? You can't measure infinity because it never ends. That's the kind of grace that God has given to us because we deserve it, right? God's given us infinite grace even when we don't deserve it, correct? All right, so we don't deserve God's grace, and God gives us an infinite amount of grace. Keep that thought there until the end. Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 and 22. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Now that was a disciple there, Peter said. Now Jesus answered. Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. God help us now in the coming moments that I can make a simple truth come alive and that you, through the Holy Spirit, would apply it to our individual lives where we're at. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? You ever had somebody do something that offended you or sinned against you or hurt you? You ever had that? Now, I could ask for a raise of hands, but everybody would raise your hand if you're honest. Everybody's been offended in some way. Everybody's been hurt. Everybody's been sinned against. Everybody has had something that has happened to you that you struggled with. And you would agree to that, okay? We've had hurts in our lives. Hurts are a fact. Here, Peter's asking a question. How many times, God, do I need to do this? You know, when we think about this, there's a certain element that we do in our lives that we get hurt. Is it difficult when somebody hurts us? What's the answer? Yes. Hurts aren't easy. If hurts were easy, then they really wouldn't be hurts. They would just be things that happen in life and we could push them off and we could move on. And some people maybe do a better job than others, but hurts, I know this is a profound statement, hurts hurt. Right? They hurt. It's an offense. We struggle with it. And Peter is saying, God, how many times? Jesus, what's the limit on the amount of times that I forgive? I want us to see, first of all, that we have set personal limits with our forgiveness. Notice what Peter said, and I think that Peter thought that he was doing a good job, because he said, "How oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him?" And what was his proposal? Seven times. He says, till seven times. Now, do you think when Peter said that, do you think that he thought it was probably a pretty good number? I think so. I honestly think that Peter thought, seven times, Jesus. What do you think, Jesus? Seven times, good? Now, I want you to see, again, my first point is this. We've set personal limits in our forgiveness. All right, I want you to, again, not to dig up hurts, not to go back to that. You know, my goal is not for you to, you know, to that individual that hurt you tonight. That's not my goal. But just think about times when people have hurt you and you have known, okay, I know that God wants, does God want us to forgive? What's the answer? Yes, God wants us to forgive. We know that. We all know that in this room. God wants us to forgive. And so what we do is we think all through this and we struggle, and we won't give in. And finally, we will come to something. Okay, if they come to me, if this and if that, and we put all kinds of parameters, okay, we do this and we have to muster up all kinds of ideas and thoughts. If they'll do this, I know Jesus says to do it, I know He's forgiven me, and I know I got it, okay, if they do that, I'm going to forgive them. And we feel like we're doing a good job if we forgive them. Are you with me? All right, we think that we're doing a good job. And it's a good thing to forgive. So we come up with this and we're going to forgive them, and we forgive them whether they, maybe we have a forgiving spirit like we learned, when we studied Onesimus and that happened in Philemon. You remember that? Some of you were a part of that Wednesday night study, and it was called the Spirit of Forgiveness. The reason I bring it up again is because it's hard to forgive a person to their face verbally if they don't ask forgiveness. Otherwise, we end up kind of like, it can look like we're kind of grinding again, you know, like, I forgive you for hurting me. The point is not to do that. And so it's hard to go up to a person and say, I forgive you for being mean to me yesterday, if they never asked you to forgive them. But that doesn't mean that we can't have a spirit of forgiveness. That means that before the Lord, I've forgiven them. I have let it off of my shoulders, off of my heart. I have forgiven them in spirit, whether they come to me or not. Okay, so we go through all of this. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and forgive them. And is forgiveness easy always? No. In fact, is it often hard? Yes. If we come to grips with the reality, forgiveness is hard. It's something that goes against our grain. It goes against our pride. It works against humility. It's hard to do. It's hard to say, I forgive you, because there's something, especially when it really hurts, we want them to know the hurt. We want them to feel the hurt. We want them to have some sort of a punishment for it. It's hard to forgive. But we get to the point to where we are going to say, okay, I'll forgive, and we do it. Whether it's true forgiveness because they asked forgiveness and we granted it to them, or they never come to us and we have a spirit of forgiveness, it's off of our shoulders and we say, I did the right thing. And then they do it again. That's painful, isn't it? That's hard. It took all that energy to forgive and they did it again. This time isn't as easy as it was the first time. Although the first time was not easy at all, the second time is all the more harder. They did it again. And we struggle and we struggle and we struggle. And we fight it. And then the Lord convicts us and we say, okay, they did it a second time. I really struggle with that, but God, I know that you want me to forgive. Okay. I'm going to watch them to see if they really forgive, that they really are sorry for what they've done. I'm going to see if they really have repented. I'm going to see. We set up all kinds of parameters, but in the end, we decide, okay, I'm going to forgive. I'm going to do it one more time. And we put out that and we say, okay, I forgive, whether it's in spirit or whether there's a verbal forgiveness. Whew. Load off our shoulders. We're clean again. We have forgiven them. And then it happens a third time. And our response is what? What do they say in baseball? Three strikes, you're out. That's our natural tendency, is you have pushed my button one, two, and many times. Now, Peter is above the normal person. He says seven. Can you imagine if somebody offended you seven times with something that hurt really bad? Seven times. Seven times. You say, preacher, I can do one. Two is pushing it, but I can do two. Three, I'm kind of like what you said. Three strikes and you're out. And I struggle with it, but okay, what about three? What about four? At this point in time, you're thinking this is never going to end. Five. Six. And Peter comes up with a number seven, thinking that this is a pretty amazing number. Jesus, seven times. Seven times. You see, we have a habit of keeping tally. Isn't that the truth? We keep tally of things. Another notch in our belt. Not in pride, but in like hurt. Another hurt. And we like to say to that person, do you realize how many times you've hurt me and we're not ready so much to forgive on the fifth and sixth and seventh times? You say, but pastor, you know what? They're really not meaning it. If they're not really getting it right, they keep coming back. They really don't mean it. Let's take a time out there. This is not about the other person. You understand that? This has nothing to do with that other person. That's between them and God. This is between you and God. Forgiveness has nothing to do with anybody else. If forgiveness, listen to this, if forgiveness has to do with somebody else, then Jesus never, God never would have forgiven us. You follow what I'm saying? If forgiveness has to do with the other person, then there was no way that God had any right or opportunity or rightfulness or responsibility to forgive us. But it doesn't have to do with them. So for right now, as you're sitting here this evening, forget that other person. Because we like to give all kinds of things, but they're not really serious. They're going to keep going. It has nothing to do with it. How many times Peter said, I had to forgive? Seven times? Okay, so we count, we keep tally, we remind them. Do you realize that you hurt me last week? And we think about it, and we think about it. Kind of like Joseph's brothers. They reminded themselves about the hurt, and they remembered, there's the guy. There's the goody-goody. There's the one that turned us in. There's the dreamer. We think about it. We stew about it. And then we reason with it long enough that this has gone long enough and we finally put a limit. And we say one more time and I'm done. Often we set personal limits with our forgiveness. Number two, Jesus has set different limits on forgiveness than we have. Now, the question was asked, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? And his response, his good answer was seven times. Notice what Jesus saith unto, he says unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times. What is he saying there? And I never picked this up until this other preacher mentioned it. He's saying, you never got that from me, Peter. Jesus never said you seven times. He said, Peter, no. That was your own counting. You came up with that in your mind. You thought through things and you thought that seven was a good number. He says, Peter, you did not get that number from me. He says, but until 70 times 7, which is how much, mathematicians? Well, you gave an answer 490, but really, honestly, that's not even Jesus' point. What was his point? What was that second word of that last verse? Infinite. Honestly, 490 is not the limit. He does not say, Jesus is not saying, Peter, forgive 490 times, and on the 491st time, let him have it. He's saying, I'm going to blow that number out of the waters for you. No, not 7, and it's not 70 either. It's 490. In other words, what Peter was getting is Jesus had a completely different number. He says, you need to forgive over and over and over. You don't ever stop forgiving. You see, there is no limit on the amount of times that we're to forgive. That, brothers and sisters, is convicting to me. I didn't say it. Jesus said it. Directly he said it. This is not just something that we principalize. This came straight from his mouth. He says, you continue to forgive 490 times. You continue in an infinite way. You continue to forgive that brother that goes and does something against you and hurts that confidence. He said, you continue to forgive and never stop. I want to tell you something. Let me back out of this pulpit here because I want to tell you something. I struggle with this. Yes, your past. I struggle with this. There are people in my life that have hurt me, and there are people that have hurt me over and over again. And I look at Peter in this and I say, come on, Peter, you know the right answer. But honestly, if truth be told, come on, Sean, you know the answer, because sometimes in my life I'm just like Peter and I say, you know what, I forget. But the hard thing is they continue to hurt and I don't understand that. And it's like a limit that I'm setting that says they're wrong. And I try to push my responsibility that this passage gives on them and say they're wrong. And Jesus says, no, forget them. I say unto you, you continue to forgive. And that principle that this other preacher pointed out is all through the Scriptures with all kinds of things. It's not just what you look at one time. It's what's in your heart. You see, the new covenant brought about a whole lot more than just the letter of the law. It brought the spirit of it, and it brought the whole heart of the matter of everything. And the fact of the matter is, when it comes to forgiveness, there is no limit to the amount of times that somebody should hurt me, that I should continually forgive and relieve them completely off of the hook from what they have done. You say, but Pastor, you don't understand, because about the 7th or 8th and the 70th and the 80th and the 700th, and it gets a little bit hard. I know. But Jesus says you've got to continue to forgive. Over and over and over and over. There is no number that we can put on it. There is no limit. We must forgive no matter the limit and no matter the gravity of the offense either. Notice what he continues to do. He gives the answer in verse 22, and then he goes to verse 23. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain man which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not paid, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children and all that he had in payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. He would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told their Lord all that was done. And then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desirest to me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Folks, it doesn't matter the amount of times, and it doesn't matter how much they owe you. It doesn't matter at all. We are instructed to forgive, and how dare we not? And in closing, if I can say this, if you're struggling because you say, Pastor, it's happened not just once, twice, 10, 100, 500. Let's recall to mind marvelous, matchless, exceeding, infinite grace. Can you imagine if Jesus had had a limit for us? Let me ask you a question. Are you thankful that Jesus didn't have a limit of 7? Second question. Are you thankful that Jesus didn't have a limit of 70? Third question. Are you thankful Jesus didn't have a limit of 490? We would have blown it early in our lives. 4,900. 4,900,000. Honestly, the amount of sins that we've committed in our lifetimes is pretty amazing. Yet Jesus always, if you confess your sins, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Simple challenge for tonight. I don't know what you're going through, and it may be difficult, and you may be forgiving for a long time, but I'll say this. God is pleased as you continue to forgive, and He'll give you the strength to do it. May we continue to forgive. May we not set numbers. May we look at His number, His infinite number, and may we remember, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. May we remember what Jesus has done for us. And that helps me. That really helps me. Okay, Jesus, God, you forgave me. And I know that I have far more than 490 times offenses to Him. I know that. And He's never stopped. He never one time looked down and said, Sean, one more time and you're out. Can you imagine? One more time and you're out. No more heaven for you. No more eternal life. Well, it wouldn't be eternal. No more life. It'd be devastating to all of us, but it's not the truth. It's everlasting life. And that has nothing, there's no limit on that. There's no limit on what you do. He's already paid the penalty. He already loves you. And that's above and beyond anything that you ever do. That's amazing grace. Amazing grace. And we sing that song, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. That's sweet sounding stuff for us. That's the same stuff that we need to have for other people. What they do is between them and the Lord. You keep forgiving. Genuine forgiveness. And I'm telling, I'm preaching to myself. We need to be a church. We need to be people. We need to be Christians that are willing to forgive. Let them off. Even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Father, would you help us to be forgivers? God, would you help us not to set a limit that we think is so prestigious? 7 times, Peter said. No. Lord, help us not to come up with some scheme and plan that we think, okay, well, if they do this, I'm going to go ahead and forgive them this once, but no more. God, help us to set the number where you said it and just say, hey, as long as I live, I'm going to continue to forgive. That's what you did for us, and we need to do it for others and for you. God, help us. Thank you for these challenges. Thank you for these thoughts. May we come to you. May we follow you in every single way, especially in this area of forgiveness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you take your hymnals tonight?